You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on a game night. Canes are taking on Louisville. We got the Goosies, dude.
I'm like, I got to tell you, it has been fun watching this team play, partly because they run the ball well, but defensively, they look so much different than they have the last couple years that you are now depending on that defense instead of hoping they hang on.
Yeah, which is, I think it's one of the interesting things. I think it's kind of like the Canes fan doesn't know what to do with their hands. Because the only real critique that anybody's had, and it's really a silly critique right now. You guys should just be enjoying the ride. You've beaten every one of your rivals this year, and you've convincingly looked like the better team. But the only thing is people want to see them like really lay the hammer down when they have a lead. Like that's the only thing.
You know what? And in fairness to all of that, usually teams that are dominant up front, dominant on the defensive side of the ball, you don't have to take those chances. You see what I mean? And I think while if they really wanted to, they could continue to turn up the heat. But I think Mario's looking at it from this standpoint. If we can do and close these games out now, then it's programmed to do that when the game gets tough and you got 4 minutes with a 2-point lead instead of four minutes left with a 14-point lead in your, and you don't do it. And so you're trying to get yourself into a mindset of closing games out. And the way you close games out is you run the football, you're dominant, and you just you know, close the door on any team that you're playing against. Yeah, if you wanted to, yeah, I'm more than sure Malachi could have 200 yards a week if you really wanted to do that. But that's not the point of football. The point is to win the game. And they're decisively winning these games, even though at the end a school or a team may make score a couple of points at the end of the game.
Yeah, and I think if you look at the games, like, we were a little shook with the Notre Dame game because we didn't know the kicker yet. He was an FAU kicker.
Correct, and don't put up a stat. Dude is 1-for-4 in college.
You know, the Florida game, they had a touchdown taken away. You know, the game could have gone a lot different if that didn't go the way that it did. The score maybe looks a little bit, but you eventually poured it on him at the end. It looked like more of a tussle, but the point was real. Like if you watch that game, it didn't feel close.
They haven't not covered. And people are still And people are still complaining about.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't think I could ever find a reason beating Notre Dame, Florida, Florida State, and being upset. I'm not saying that they're. Look, I get it. You're all seeking some perfection. You know that is there. Like you want to see them tonight. You're like they're double digits. You want them to be up double digits the entire game today. Right. against Louisville. You want to be up 14 as kickoff goes.
You haven't figured out that that's not how your team plays, right? Your team and what Mario likes to do is wear a team down. So even if the game is close in the fourth quarter, they got nothing left. That's how he plays. That's how they run the football. That's how they, you know, that's how they put the pressure on you. So that if the tide does happen to turn, at the end of a game or in the second half, you've got nothing left. That's what dominating a football team does to you.
And also, if anybody's getting reps, it's Mario, because he's the one that you get nervous about in these close games.
Yeah. Now, that part, he has not been tested yet. Right?
I mean, he's gone. He's made the decisions, you know, I think that have been fine. Like it hasn't really bit them. And I think that's where people are like, this is, you guys get it. And it gets too conservative. And it's just like, I think that kind of goes to, he does have trust in having a complete team now.
Right.
Like
that's not conservative. See, that's the part that I'm trying to fight back on. You think that, oh, running the football in the third and fourth quarter and not dropping back and throwing passes is playing conservative. It's not playing conservative. It's playing smart. Don't give the other team a free, you know, free points or something fluky happens when you drop back to throw the ball when you don't have to. You got 2-touchdown lead and you dominating the line of scrimmage, then dominate the line of scrimmage. You don't have to put yourself in harm's way.
Get to our headlines here, brought to us by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or at DoralVolkswagen.com. 7 o'clock is your kickoff tonight from The Rock.
Yep, I'm gonna have to tape and watch.
Okay.
Drop off is at 7:30.
Interesting.
Got pictures.
You
know, Big Spoon wanted to take her to some tropical island to take homecoming pictures. And I'm like, what are we doing?
It's adorable. Memories of a lifetime.
I know. I know. Don't worry. Like, why are you sitting here messing around? Look, you see him saying that, Vlad?
I'm not messing around. I know.
It's coming.
Yeah, you got to worry. Yeah, in like 8 more years for you.
We'll see.
Yeah. Oh no. You gonna be like, holy smoke, what are we doing?
You know, maybe by that time, you know, they're dating robots. Who knows? No. AI or something like that.
Really? Mm-hmm. When that robot come over to your house and they chilling in the pool, we gonna see how you how
robots
cool you
can't
are
chill in the pool. They short circuit, idiot.
No. Okay. when your daughter, little Sophie, sweet Sophie, bring somebody over and say, oh, he just a friend. We're going to see you start taking short, hyperventilating and stuff like that. Yeah,
what
I'm telling you.
You're going to be like a referee. You're going to be like, hey, disengage.
I already did it. I told you, I already did it. One time she was, it was summer. It was hot. Her and her friend was in the pool and I was watching TV and I look over at the corner of my eye and they both standing under a little waterfall on them. And I'm like, not on my watch. And I went and put my bathing suit on and did some push-ups and did some crunches and went out there just looking glistening and swole and dove in the pool and went in between to say, social distance. Know what you doing here? But then, no.
Illegal formation.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to hear these stories. Vlad, I can't wait to hear these stories. Oh, my goodness. You think it ain't going to happen to you?
Listen, task at hand. You worry about you tonight.
Especially when she can always say, oh, look how cute they are. And you're going to be
nothing cute about it.
In the corner, take a little short breaths because that's your baby. Oh.
I wouldn't be giggling tonight, dude. You got a game. You got a game night tonight.
I know, dude. Cats are. I'm gonna tell you what. As excited as I was to watch the Canes and maybe even go to the game, soon as I remembered it was homecoming, like all that stuff went on the back burner. I already got my TV recording the game, and she said, "Well, you only got to drop her off. You know, you'll be able to get back and watch most of the game." I was like, "Mm-hmm."
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Y'all just don't. You gonna get it, but Vlad, you don't. Is maybe it's my own fault because I'm thinking of when I went to homecomings and proms and stuff like that, and like, yeah.
Thursday. Ooh,
hey, that illegal formation. You're out of here. Like you ain't like I'm gonna be.
No 5-yard penalty on this one.
No
automatic ejection.
But that's game misconduct.
Thursday Night Football, the Bengals get by the Steelers 33-31. Joe Flacco.
Actually, a good game.
Balled out. Thursday Night Football has been really good this year.
I've said the same thing to him. I'm like, damn, they either cleaned it up or something was made because every game's been close. There's been scoring and it's been interesting.
Yep. Al Michaels, he and Kirk Herbstreit revealed that they too had a weird conversation with Aaron Rodgers.
I talked to Aaron Rodgers yesterday, and the question was, do you know what you're going to do after football? And he said, I'm going to disappear. He said, I've spent my whole life in the limelight. I said, I'm looking for the shadows. Well, he's already had a darkness retreat, so the shadows at least will provide more light than the darkness retreat did.
Well, that quote was amazing. I've lived in the spotlight long enough. Time to go to the shadows.
We'll see.
He said, you won't hear from me or see me for at least 4 years.
I wouldn't bet on that. But who knows?
What in the hell is wrong with him? What is he now? He's the Dark Knight? He's Bruce Wayne?
Yeah, like he going to the tombs?
Yeah, he's going to. He's the Christian Bale version of Batman now. He's the Dark Knight. He's just going to go and you know, learn fighting and, you know, underground, all of that.
If we know something about Aaron Rodgers, guys, that guy hates attention.
Come on, man.
That's what I'm saying. I'm, you know, like, the guy, there's nothing about your career that says you don't like the limelight.
The guy who contemplated running for vice president, he's going to go in the shadows, eh?
All right.
I'm really craving the shadows.
I love when people get in front of a camera or interview and they say things. And I look at the TV and go, do you even know yourself? Like, can you picture Aaron Rodgers saying that? I'm just going to disappear. I'm like, yeah, man, people that don't like the limelight don't do weekly shows.
Right.
Right.
Crazy.
Maybe he'll turn into Bane.
I was born in it.
Ayahuasca. Very good.
Your pain sounds Irish.
I gotta tell you, is that one of the most menacing villains in movie?
Yeah, because Tom Hardy's not that big in real life.
Right.
He bulked up and I was like, damn, you really, like, when somebody really
just
got into a character.
Just in general. Like the whole concept of that menace.
Well, it lived up to the concept because if you read the comics or you know of the comics and you know of the storyline, you know that Bane was a badass. So the fact that Tom Hardy played it that well. But yeah, man, he beat the living crap. I mean, he snapped the man. He broke the man's back.
Yeah.
Take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Oh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. Rock the Ocean's iconic music festival, Tortuga, returns to Fort Lauderdale Beach next April with Post Malone, Riley Green, Kenny Chesney, and way more. We're giving you a chance to win a 3-day pass for you and a friend to enter. Go to the contest page at WQAM.com and register now.
Is that the J Fig concert?
Yeah, I think she likes Tortuga a lot. Yeah. The Intangibles love Tortuga.
I mean, why don't you get some Kane Brown and some Shaboozy?
I think Shaboozy did it last year, I'm pretty sure. Shaboozy was just down here. He was here on Tuesday, I think.
Which is crazy. I'm still. Who else? You get Kane Brown. You could get Miles. Was it Miles Smith?
I don't know who that is.
So what, we're naming all the blacks in country?
Yeah, but I think Miles Smith is considered pop.
Yeah, you did this already with him. He's not with country. Him. Yeah. He's like folk.
Well, I know he pop ain't folk. He ain't R&B, he ain't hip hop. He might as well be country.
I don't think that's not how the rules work.
I know, but like, okay. I know Jennifer.
Well, Jay Figgy definitely wants to go because she loves her some Riley Green. So,
That'll be going on at
Tortuga. If you guys want to win those passes, check out the contest page.
She showed a picture yesterday and started hyperventilating like when the fireman left.
Leroy, give us a weather update from Zone AC featuring reliably rude AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
I got to tell you, people been giving you bad weather reports. Yesterday, it was supposed to be 80% chance in the evening. I got nair a drop. So I'm going to give you the real weather. Not the weather by the pretty girls on TV. Not the people they call out for the hurricanes.
Yeah, but them girls look good, man.
Huh?
Them girls look good.
They do. But they weather ain't right.
Who cares?
So, right now, we got a crisp breeze coming out of the east. Maybe a little northeast at about 10 to 20 miles an hour. It looks like it could be gusting a little bit higher than that. It is partly cloudy, but not a high humidity. So although you may get a passing shower in the evening, with the low humidity, it could just be clouds. And I'm going to say the temperature is right about 80, 85 degrees. It's been consistent with that this time of all week. So we haven't had any changes to our daily pattern since that cold front came through, So it's been pretty consistent. So until you get some kind of change in the heat or the humidity, you can pretty much say that for the next few days it's going to be pretty consistent with what the weather has been. And because it's cloudy and because it's still kind of that time of year, you might get a passing shower.
It's going to be 82 degrees, partly cloudy conditions expected around noon. Wind gusts are up to 22 miles per hour. The wind is causing it to feel like it's 79 degrees right now.
Low humidity, cool breeze.
63% humidity. The dew point at 68 degrees right now.
It ain't raining.
This guy's good. Oh, no, it might rain. There might be a passing shower.
Yeah, it could pass right because it's cloudy and you got that moisture coming off the water, but there's not a lot of humidity, so I don't know how bad it's going to be. Other than that, enjoy the weather.
The weather's not going to be good in Cleveland on Sunday.
Oh, no.
They are expecting really bad weather.
Hey, they called me and asked me to come up there.
Why?
I look at that weather. I say, man, I am not going to be in a plane that's flying into Cleveland with 40, 50 mile an hour side winds.
Like they called you recently?
Yeah.
They were like, hey, come on up, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, what's wrong? Do you know this? Who's this Tony guy from ESPN? It's Cleveland.
Tony Rizzo?
Yeah, he went in.
I know.
He just went.
I saw a clip of him this morning. Yeah, he was going nuts.
They were showing him.
They traded Flacco.
Well, look, let me tell you something about Cleveland. Okay? He's playing the result. Because when Flacco was in Cleveland, it was Flacco ain't going to do nothing. We might as well let the young guys play. You see what I'm saying? And then you see Flacco light it up for another team, and then you want to go back and say, why didn't we keep Flacco? So I don't know if that to be the case, but that's how a lot of this is going. But I will say this. The way Joe Flacco has been the last 3 years, okay, at some point, everybody in Cincinnati going to say, I can't wait till Joe Burrow get back. Because Flacco has done it for 4 or 5 week stretches, but then I don't know what happens.
Yeah, he's essentially Ryan Fitzpatrick with more credentials and less facial hair. That's what he is.
Super boring. Like,
hey, that's I'm not gonna go there. I'm not gonna go there because he got a Super Bowl.
You have these guys.
Is that ring protection?
That's the ultimate ring protection.
Right? You can't be called Ryan Fitzpatrick.
No, here's the thing. I'll tell you why. Because for years, the whole bag on Joe Flacco was, is Joe Flacco elite? Like, Joe Flacco for the longest time was like the lowest level of good quarterback anybody could tolerate. But because he was a Super Bowl champion, you couldn't say anything about it. But nobody really loved having Joe Flacco or liked watching Joe Flacco.
No, you're
but
right.
Now he's become the wily old gunslinger, Joe Flacco. Like, Joe Flacco, since his last game with the Jets, where his kids were rooting against him, they're rooting for Tyreek Hill. When he's got his second stint with Cleveland, like, it has rejuvenated him into cool Joe Flacco.
Right. Because, like, keep in mind, he won comeback player of the year on 5 weeks.
Yeah. Like, he's had this resurgence, but he's still a time bomb. Can't draw.
No, I've been telling you that for 2 years. I like Joe Flacco. But again, Joe Flacco can't be your starter because after like 4 or 5 weeks, I don't know what happens. In the last 2 years, he's given you 4 or 5 weeks.
And then his age sets in.
Right.
Yeah.
But what, like, we can accept that with him, but not Aaron Rodgers.
The old can't keep it up.
But why can we accept that?
Well, let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
If Aaron Rodgers had the receiving core that Joe Flacco has, would we be saying anything about Aaron Rodgers? No, we would not. We'd be like,
because and I'm not going to argue with you for this reason. Of all the old quarterbacks in the league, the two guys who still got cannons played against each other last night, and they displayed it.
And you saw Flacco.
So
with,
I can't can't even argue that, even if, you know, I'm tired of the Aaron Rodgers stuff.
No, I'm just saying, if you give these guys weapons, if you give these guys weapons, they, and you protect them, they still can sling that ball.
But keep in mind.
And Pittsburgh defense is not as good as we thought.
I said when Joe Flacco went to Cincinnati was, they didn't protect their $50 million quarterback. How they going to protect their $2 million quarterback?
Well, you know what? When you don't have a pass rush, because Pittsburgh, who's been known for their – it's crazy how the AFC North teams, who've been known for their defense, all of a sudden now they can't
Sibs.
They can't stop the run.
Baltimore can't stop nobody. They're the worst.
Pittsburgh
can't stop nobody.
You know how I know Pittsburgh's bad? They made me believe that the Jets offense was going to be something special this year after week one.
Yikes.
That's how bad Pittsburgh's defense
you
is.
You said we're not that same team. We're not that same team we were last year.
You don't think I know.
We'll take a break. We'll tickle Leroy's fancy coming up next.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, it is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's fancy.
Coochie, coochie, coo.
Whoa, all right, man. The week 7 of the NFL season is upon us.
Mm-hmm.
Let us start off with, of course, everybody's favorite, the London game. The L.A. Rams take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. No Puka Nacua. They have just ruled him out. Both teams at 4-2.
I'm facing
the Rams. The Rams are 3.5-point favorites, Leroy. Does this game tickle your fancy?
No. I'll catch the end of it to get me to my regular, you know, but I ain't bringing my iPad to watch it on the golf course.
I was about to say, I know you playing golf. With the weather like this.
Especially now, this weather.
This is like your favorite weather, right?
When the Dolphins played or the Browns played, I just brought my my iPad, and I hook my iPad on the windshield in the front of the golf cart, and then play through my speaker, and I'm watching TV like I'm looking at y'all right now.
Yep. The Dolphins, Ever heard of them? At 1 o'clock, they visit the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland is a 2.5-point favorite. Both of these squads are 1-5 on the season.
Dude.
Tickle your fancy?
I mean, I guess it has to be.
My fancy is tickled.
Only tickled because via
obligation.
Yeah, but you know what? I hope two negatives make a positive. Like two bad teams, two teams struggling, and it ends up being a good game. However, I will say this. The weaknesses of the Miami Dolphins play into the strengths of the Cleveland Browns. And if you're a Miami Dolphins fan, that's terrifying.
I mean, all right, dude, I respectfully, I don't know if anything's terrifying when you're 1-5.
But there's a couple of things that you can count on. Cleveland can run the football with Junkins. That's a fact. Okay? And Myles Garrett can get after the quarterback. That's a fact. They move Myles Garrett around. So if you looking and you watching the football game and you watching the Dolphins against the Browns and you see Myles Garrett across from Savannah Naya, then what you gonna say? Oh, Leroy knew what he was talking about.
Look, anybody can rush against the Miami Dolphins. I mean, it's not saying much. They're rushing less than the Dolphins are this year.
Huh?
They're rushing for less yards per game than the Dolphins this year.
Yeah, but that's because one, Junkins was out. And the other thing was is
no
that
Junkins and the Trunkins.
No, he was he. Remember he had he got in trouble in the offseason.
Minus one.
So he wasn't even in camp.
What? You thought you were gonna get that by? You thought you were gonna get that by?
Dude, that was. But I just like you. Just keep it moving. So they didn't have him all year, but he's probably run besides the past 2 weeks. He's run the ball really well. So I'm just giving you a little heads up on what could happen or how to look at the game. Like, if the Browns can't do nothing, they can do two things. Rush the quarterback with Myles Garrett and run the football with Junkins. And that just happens to play into the two things that the Dolphins have struggled with.
In Chicago, the 3-2 Bears welcome in the New Orleans Saints. Chicago is a 4.5-point favorite. Does this game tickle your fancy, Leroy?
No, because I might keep a side eye on it simply because have we figured out the Bears yet? Right?
Nope. Yeah, they've won three in a row.
Huh?
Yeah, they've won three in a row.
Sometimes they look really good, and then other times they look like just wow. So. It's kind of one of those things, but I keep a side eye on it.
But not fancy.
Not fancy, no.
All right. The New England Patriots are 4-2, currently leading fancy, the AFC East. They will visit the Tennessee Titans at 1-5. Does that game tickle your fancy? 6.5-point road favorites for the Patriots.
You know why. Just Cam Ward.
My fancy
is tickled. I just like that dude. I mean, he handles himself well. Like he's if I'm keeping it a buck, we ass right now, right? Right.
So he did say that.
Yeah,
we got the Las Vegas Raiders at 2-4 visiting Arrowhead and the Kansas City Chiefs, who are a massive 12.5-point favorite this weekend over Las Vegas. Does this game tickle your fancy, Leroy?
No, but it seems like everybody's returning for Kansas City, and they seem to be getting a little bit going. So
said that after week one, I was like, oh, it's about
what
I said after when they lost to the Chargers. I'm like, no, he's throwing the ball deep. Like I saw him, they throwing the ball down fair, and they were just close. They weren't there right yet, but they were close. And
then they got Rashee Rice is back,
right? But I'm just saying those receivers when he wasn't there, they were starting to get time in with Mahomes. So
right.
Worthy
now
got
a
hurt.
Full arsenal.
Now Worthy got came back, and then now they got a whole arsenal. That four of Rice, Brown, Worthy, Juju, yeah, Thornton, and then you include Kelsey.
Right.
Yeah, that offense is back to being that.
Do you
dynamic
Pacheco? Pacheco has a lot of leg and arm movement to not be moving forward, right?
Nobody runs harder and faster for 2 yards than Isaiah Pacheco.
I mean, it looks like he just ran 100 and it'd be like 3 yards. You know what
it looks like? It hit me the other day.
He looks like the chick from that walk up the stairs. What's that movie?
The Exorcist?
No.
Oh, what? The thing? From the well?
What's it called?
What was that movie?
What was that movie? When she came out of the...
The well, right? She was coming out.
No, not the well. She came out of the well, yeah.
Yeah. I forgot that movie.
I forgot
it's
the name.
It's D something. It's like... Anyway, he reminds me of a, you know, like a kid's toy. You know those like those cars that you like you back up, you reverse it, and then when you let it go, it goes fast, and then it just stops like after 2 seconds.
The ring, that's
the ring,
it.
The ring. That was the name of the movie.
The ring.
But that's Pacheco. Pacheco's one of those old school toys, like the little cars that you gotta like rewind or like back up, and then it'll go fast.
Is he really like? To be honest, he has a lot of movement. Is he moving forward fast?
His whole body's moving, but
but
it's not going further. Moving fast. It's just not moving further.
Right. It's not moving forward. It's like, yeah.
We got the Philadelphia Eagles, who have lost a couple in a row, but are 4-2. They are visiting the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh yeah,
the Carson Wentz Bowl.
Philly's a 2.5-point road favorite. 1 o'clock kick. Does this game tickle your fancy, Leroy?
Yeah, I'm gonna be watching the Dolphins and the Browns, but I will definitely
my
keep an eye on that
tickled.
One. Because, I mean, like, are we worried about the Eagles? Like,
I'm not saying worried yet.
Right. I mean, I don't. What I can't figure out is like, yeah, they got up to a good start, and everybody was complaining about. You know, them not being able to throw the ball down the field or get the ball to A.J. Brown and all these things, right?
But they haven't looked good offensively at all.
Right. But if you look at the whole landscape of NFL football, none of it has been – nobody has really looked that dominant other than Tampa Bay.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even see Tampa's look dominant.
And they haven't looked dominant. They just had a bunch of great comebacks.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, it's going to be one of those years where – The better teams are going to be able to weather these little storms right here. But it's going to be a lot of upsets, it happens. So I'm not worried about the Eagles. I'm worried about, I don't know what McCarthy, when is he going to pick it up?
He's on a limited basis, so he might be back this week. I don't think they've made an official word on that yet.
Right.
So we'll see. But I think he's trending towards getting back in there, but I don't think it's official yet. We got the Carolina Panthers, a surprising 3-3, visiting the New York Jets. Carolina is a 1.5-point road favorite. Take your fancy?
Let me say this. Absolutely not.
Why not? They're feisty.
Can I just tell you, I'd rather go on the side of my house, give 2 strokes of paint, and watch it dry.
Then watch the Panthers?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Sorry, man. Didn't mean to, didn't think that. I thought they're one of the nice stories around the league right now.
Tampa's a nice story. Panthers are the Panthers.
They're 1 win away from having a winning record.
Really?
Yes.
At week 7?
Who cares, dude? They were the Panthers.
They are 3-3.
Okay.
They're
you're
in
the right.
playoff. They're in the hunt.
The Dolphins.
They're in the hunt.
The New York Giants are 2-4, and they visit Mile High and take on the Denver Broncos at 4:05. Denver is a 7.5-point favorite. Does this game tickle your fancy?
No, we got some stinkers. I'll take the Giants,
fancy,
though.
Not tickled.
I'll take the Giants in the 7 points.
Really?
Denver ain't that damn good.
Defense is getting after it, dude.
Okay, but they ain't that good.
Nah, this is the perfect.
Not 7.5-point favorites.
That defense is going to hurt that boy.
I'll take it. You want that action?
Yeah, let's do
I'll
it.
I'll take the Giants.
I'll take the Broncos plus the 7.
The lunch?
I mean, minus all 7. Right. Yeah.
In a half.
Minus 7.5. I'll do it.
Okay. All right. We do lunch.
The Indianapolis Colts, 5-1. They visit the L.A. Chargers at 4-2. Just beat the Dolphins, of course. Chargers are a 1.5-point favorite. Does this game tickle your fancy?
Yeah. Yeah. This is it seems to be two playoff teams and one division winner. right?
And the, I mean, and the Chargers are getting some of their key players back. Joe Alt should be back.
Yep.
Khalil mm-hmm. Mack should be back. So
the Washington Commanders visit the Dallas Cowboys. Commanders 3-3. The Cowboys a stupid 2-3-1. Dallas is a 1.5-point favorite. Does this game tickle your fancy?
Is it? Is it? We still 1 o'clock?
No, it's a 4:25.
4:25. Okay. Yeah. I'll watch that. I'll watch that. I mean, Washington is fun to watch. Tickled.
Dallas,
right?
Is fun.
Dallas can't stop nobody, but they can score. And CeeDee Lamb is going to be back, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Green Bay Packers at 3-1-1 are going to visit the Arizona Cardinals at 2-4.
5-point favorites?
6.5-point road favorites for the Packers. Tickle your fancy? I don't know if Kyler Murray's back.
No.
Fancy, not
I wanted tickled. To say, I wanted to say yes, but
he's
I would
questionable.
Only be, I would only be lying to myself.
Okay, fair enough. I think the you have two games that are better in that slate anyway. And then Sunday Night Football, Leroy.
Mm-hmm.
The Atlanta Falcons will be the Dolphins' opponent next week. They are 3-2 visiting the San Francisco 49ers, who are 4-2. San Francisco is a 2.5-point favorite. Does this game tickle your fancy?
Yes. It's basically...
My fancy is tickled.
OG San Francisco versus new San Francisco. Same coach. They run very similar offenses. They run the ball, you know, that outside zone stuff. Same thing Mike McDaniel tries to do also. Outside zone with Bijan. They do it with CMC. Throw Bijan the ball, throw CMC the ball. But here's the kicker. Atlanta's the number one defense in the league. I know that's shocking, but they get after it. So it'll be interesting to see. I probably would. That's the only thing that terrifies me. That's a long trip. Dude, that trip is long.
From a short week? Yeah.
Yeah. That's a long trip. Oh, my goodness.
And once again, we have a doubleheader on Monday Night Football.
Damn. I like that 7 o'clock game. I like that 7 o'clock start. But I'm going to be honest with you. If I get invested in that 7 o'clock game, I'm going to forget all about that second game.
Well, the second game is super late this week. 7 o'clock, you have Buccaneers at Lions.
Ooh, Detroit, that's a good one.
Detroit's a 5.5-point favorite. Tickle your fancy?
Yeah. Over a 5.5-point favorite over. Whew.
Mind you, man. Tampa is not going to have their rookie standout receiver. No Curtis Godwin, and Mike Evans may come back. Bucky Irving will be missing as well.
Who, Abuka?
Abuka, yes.
Abuka, yeah.
He's out. Damn. Godwin's out.
He was Bucky balling, Irving's too. Gone. But
Detroit has
are we to the point now where we can say, but they have Baker? Because that dude been throwing to whoever, right?
Yeah.
I know it's like he's been getting it done with all them guys being hurt.
It's also Detroit at home where Goff is like, doesn't lose.
Yeah, I know. It'd be a good game. That might be one of the games I'm looking forward to all weekend.
And then finally, our last game at 10 o'clock. I know you won't be up, but
fancy
theoretically,
not tickled.
If you were Seattle, Leroy, Texans at Seahawks. Would that, all right, fair enough. That does not tickle your fancy. We'll take a break.
Tickled.
Get you caught up with your headlines, including another rough night for the Cats. Canes getting ready to go tonight. And the Miami Heat final preseason game. Dolphins got trade rumors swirling. We'll get into some of that next hour as well. Back after this.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.